Well, we've got Elsie on the line. Good morning, Elsie.
Good morning.
You called, you dear you.
Yes.
You finally did it.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of full disclosure, Elsie is a patient of mine, and I can reveal what at least one of the things you were suffering from, right? May I do that?
Yes.
Migraines. Migraines. Okay. Yeah. So how did you originally come to see me? What were the circumstances?
Well, now she's my friend, but I met somebody in the store and she had basically the same symptoms that I was dealing with.
Which were what?
Migraine and constipation and all sort of type of migraine. That's what she was dealing with.
Uh-huh,
I need that. I need that because I've been going to the doctors for the past 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you were going to the doctors and what were they? I mean, how were you treating this? What were you doing?
They were giving me drugs. Anytime I show up, they were giving me pills. And then in the next morning, I couldn't even walk straight because they were so strong.
Wow.
And I thought that they were giving me pills just to chase me out of their office. Without dealing with the main issues.
Had you tried anything else besides the medications?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just coping.
You were coping with it.
Yeah.
Just living with it.
Yeah.
Right. And so was the evaluation painful? I mean, you came and it was unusual, right? I mean, the muscle testing.
It was like weird. And I said, I was like, there is no way they're going to be able to deal with the pain I'm going through with just that test. And in my heart, I was like, okay, it's a test. But I didn't trust that they'd be able to
help.
To deal with what I was going through because it was painful to wake up every morning. Basically, I was like a jack-in-the-box head.
Oh,
my head was so huge.
Oh, my God.
In terms of,
was the nutrition response testing evaluation painful?
No, not at all. Not at all. That's why I didn't trust it. There was no blood, there was no cocaine. Yeah.
You didn't trust it because we weren't torturing you? Is that what you're
exactly
saying?
Exactly. I'm like, okay. But I didn't trust it, to tell you the truth.
Oh, God, you're too much.
Yeah.
You never told me that.
No, but it's like, that's the truth. I didn't trust it. Like, there is no way that's going to help.
But
like,
but you had heard from this person, and they were experiencing some good results. So you thought, you know, enough is enough, right?
Yes. She was like, all over the, we met in the store.
Right.
My shopping, yeah. And she was like, I've never been feeling so good in my life. And here I am bloating because I'm bloating constipated every day in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, that's what I need. And she gave me your numbers right there. And
how long did it take you to actually call once you found out about it? How long did it take you to call?
We met around December. I called first week of January, but I couldn't make it for other reasons.
So you actually responded kind of quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I responded very quickly because I was desperate to have some type of answers. Yeah.
So we tested you. We found out what the stressors were, your food sensitivities, etc. And we constructed an individualized program for you, what you could eat and what sort of directions to follow and what supplements to take. And what results so far?
So far, I have no headache for about 2 months now.
Wow.
No headaches at all. And it was funny that very first day I know that I was healed because every morning when I get up for the past maybe 10, 15 years, I was like, where is my pinch? Like looking for my friend in my headache. Yeah. And then that day, I should have written the date, but I didn't.
Uh-huh.
But it was like, wow.
Well,
yeah, my mind was clear. There was no fog. And And for the past year, every other day, I'll call work that I'm sick. And so far this year, I mean, I've taken some days vacation, but...
Right, but not you're not missing work now, which is huge, right? It's huge. I mean, how do you get paid if you don't work? I mean, I certainly don't.
Exactly.
So, I mean, have you been supported through the process? I mean, you feel like you're getting what you need?
It's like everybody in Acunatural, they are like so open. Like if you have questions or emails, then and Beth even sent me like I don't know how many recipes. So
yeah, we've got some good recipes, don't we?
Yeah, to help me stay on track. And I don't feel like I'm missing anything, even when I cannot eat everything.
What are the biggest or what was the biggest surprise since you began your nutritional transformation?
My biggest surprise is like I am headache free for 20 years.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's my biggest. That's a shock for me now.
So you trust that you trust the evaluation now, right?
I finally trust. Okay, no headache, and there was no poking. There was no bloodshed. There was no anything like this. And I said, "Oh, okay, I can trust it."
So your efforts are really proving worthwhile. I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
And how has your life changed specifically with respect to things you could or could not do before?
I like to exercise, and then the past year was so bad, and I was not able to go to the gym because of my headache, the heaviness every day.
And that has a huge impact, right?
Yes, it's a huge impact. It's like you cannot be running or on the Stairmasters with your head like feeling all... like with a headache, and then on top of that, you are like constipated every day.
And that's changed too.
Yeah, that's changed amazingly, because I've had colonoscopies at my age, and all of those tests didn't help.
And you're pretty young yet.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what would you recommend to anyone else you cared about?
I would recommend anyone whom I cared about to give your office a call so they can deal exactly with what they are dealing with and their health.
And get them an individualized nutritional healing program. And they've got to be willing to make some changes, and then they'll get the change, right?
Yes. And
all right.
I warn them that they will not trust it, but they have to be patient.
Thank you so much for calling, Elsie. Time has run out.
Okay.
Really appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll be talking.
Okay, we will.
All right. Talk to you later.